The Three Ninja Pigs by Corey Rosen Schwartz. Once upon a dangerous time, a wolf loved to huff and to puff. He'd go around town and blow houses down till three pigs cried, "Enough! We've got to get rid of that bully. We're tired of letting him rule. We must put an end to this terrible trend. Let's train at that new ninja school." Pig 1 took beginner Aikido to learn a few basic techniques. He gained some new skills, but got bored with the drills and dropped out in less than 2 weeks. His brother Pig 2 took jujitsu and learned how to block and to punch. When that wolf comes to knock, he'll be in for a shock. Kaya! I will eat him for lunch. The teacher said excellent progress, but Pig San, you must study more. Pig 2 said, "No way, sayonara, sensei, I'm ready to settle a score." Pig 3 chose the art of karate and rose bright and early to train. She got in a groove and mastered each move, the cartwheel, the crescent, the crane. She balanced and blocked like an expert and practiced her lessons non-stop. By the time she was through, she could break boards in two by performing a perfect pork chop. For months, she persisted in earnest until she had paid all her dues. How happy she felt when she earned her last belt. I'll make that wolf shake in his shoes. Soon after, the wolf paid a visit to the straw house of Pig 1. "Stay out of the hut or I'll kick your big butt. I'm telling you, you'd better run." The wolf took a giant step forward. "Oh yeah, come and get me," he dared. Pig 1 made a fist. He swung, but he missed. He said, "I wish I'd been way more prepared." The wolf chased Pig 1 to his brothers and hollered, "Hey pigs, let me in." Pig 2 yelled, "Retreat, or you'll suffer defeat by the hair of my chinny chin chin." One puff and the wolf blew the door down. Pig 2 did his best flying kick, but whoosh, the wolf dodged and the pig's foot got lodged. Pig 2 said, "We've got to get out of here quick." The chase carried on to their sisters. Pig 3 was outside in her gi. "I'm a certified weapon, so watch where you're stepping. You don't want to start up with me." Pig 3 faced the wolf and bowed deeply, for ninjas are very polite. "Quit huffing and puffing, and I am not bluffing. I warn you, I'm willing to fight." She then gave a swift demonstration with backflips and butterfly kicks. The wolf looked quite shaken, but hollered, "Yo, bacon, I am not at all scared of your tricks." Pig 3 heaped some bricks in a pile. "I'll show you what else I can do." With one mighty whack, she split the whole stack. Pig 3 said, "That could have been you." The wolf saw that he was outrivaled. He took one last look at Pig 3. "I love to eat ham, but I think I should scram before she makes mincemeat of me." The brother pigs high-fived their sister and watched the wolf vanish from view. They cheered, "Ninjas rule! Let's go back to school so we can be ninja pigs too." They devoted themselves to their training till each proudly earned a degree. Three pigs full of mojo then ran their own dojo, and life was forever wolf-free. The end.